It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all.
This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana.
But here's something I really want to talk about, something that's kind of been brewing. This has really been brewing, I think, right? And the thing that's been brewing, and the thing I've been thinking about, especially as we get closer to the year's end and we're looking ahead for the next year, thing that's been on my mind most is what doesn't work with my life anymore. And I don't know when the last time you asked yourself that question. What doesn't work with my life anymore? Because I think that most of us are operating our lives from past, present, primarily. 90% of how we operate is from past experiences. And because we accepted things before, we're still accepting them right now. Because that's how things used to be, we still think that's how they should be right now. Because that's how that relationship was, that's how that relationship is right now. So I started asking myself, what doesn't work with my life anymore? And I started identifying what some of those things were. And that's my question to you. As you evaluate your life of where you are right now, what doesn't work with it? So here are some of the things I realized doesn't work with my life anymore. The first thing is explaining myself. Let me tell y'all something. If I said I can't be there, please don't ask me to then tell you to explain myself or why I can't be. I just said, no, I can't be there. And this is very frustrating for me because a lot of my relationships, I would say primarily a lot of them in the past have been one way. It's been a lot of value exchange for me and not a value exchange back. And so over explaining myself to try to make people feel good or feel like they were contributing value was something that I would do all the time. And I know some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about because you do this too. You over-explain yourself when you don't need to. Your no is good enough. I can't be there is good enough. Stop doing the most, right? Stop over-explaining yourself, especially to people that aren't undeserving of it. And so there were relationships in my life that I'm a busy guy. Like, let me just get this out the way. I'm a very extremely busy person. I don't have a lot of time.
I really don't have a lot of time. I wish I could make something up. And I'm not busy because I'm in the, you know, this state of like, oh, busy is being busy is the new being a boss. No. I literally have a lot of projects. I literally run a few companies. I literally manage a team of people. These things are all factual. These things are all factual. I'm an extremely busy person. Things look different for me. Friendships look different for me. I'm not the friend that you call every day and talk to. Ask my best friend. She'll tell you she doesn't talk to me every day. And that's a fact. However, that's how our relationship is. She knows, okay, I'm not going to talk to Abu every day because he is really busy. But when we talk, we talk. That's my homie. You know what I'm saying? We talk for hours, right? Or when we meet up, we meet up. We don't see each other, you know, every month out the year. No, we may see each other maybe twice a year, once a year. But we make the most of that experience and that opportunity when we're in person with each other. She's accepted who I am and who I'm transforming to be. She actually saw who I was going to be before I even saw who I was going to be. Because I was like, man, everyone else has always seemed to be upset, but she seems to extend the most grace, my best friend. And this is where I realized even my brothers, guys I grew up with that are my brothers, they would extend me the most amount of grace because they know who I was destined to be. Kudos to them, hedging their bets, making the right bets. And so I started to look at some of the relationships and I'm like, yo, why am I explaining myself? Like, am I supposed to be reporting to somebody? I'm confused. Why am I explaining myself to people who don't understand what I just told them? I'm a busy person. I'm doing a lot. I acknowledge that. I'm very upfront about that. But here was my problem. I was giving the delusion to people that I had all this time in the world. And that's what doesn't work with my life anymore. Me giving this illusion that I have all this time. I'm no longer doing that. Because here's what happens when you do that, especially when you're someone similar to me. When you give people this illusion that you're not who you are, actually, they then think that you have all this time in the world. Right? Especially in my instance, right? If you give people the illusion, they start making up their own story, right? They start making up their own story. And so I had to realize, like, okay, I'm not over explaining myself no more. I'm not giving people an illusion no more. Like, I'm busy. Like, this is how it is. If you want to engage with me, this is how it's going to be, right? This is what I am trying to accomplish. If you want to accomplish things with me, great. If not, just move out my way. Move out my way, right? Just move out my way. Move out my way. Let's just, friends, relationships, I don't care. Like, just move out of my way because this is counterproductive. I'm never going to meet your expectations that you have for me. Because I just told you my expectations of myself, right? And I'm never going to meet that you have of me. So again, I'm not over explaining myself. If I tell you I can't do something, especially, you know, there was a friend, one of my friends recently kind of really, you know, really did something to me that I was like, okay, that was kind of like really low blow, right? Like, you, I won't even talk about it. But anyway, next thing. What doesn't work with my life anymore? I think understanding and positioning myself with people where there's a value exchange, right? Or people where that also pour into you and nurture you and grow you as well. The reason why this is so important, if you're the only pourer in your relationships, if you're the main pourer, if you're the big pourer, right, in your relationships, you're always going to get depleted. And it's going to take even more to fill you up. And the people that you're pouring into, if they can't fill you up as equally, if they're not as equally as yoked as my mentor would always tell me, she would always say that. She's like, Abu, you need someone who's equally as yoked. You need to be around people who are equally as yoked. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, but I understand why she said that now. There's just a difference. When you're operating at a different level, there's only a few people that could be at this level with you, right? When you are destined to be someone, there's only a few people that could be there with you. You have to pick and choose who you are constantly surrounded by. You have to pick and choose who you want to share space, energy, and time with. These things are necessary. So I started asking myself, what doesn't work with my life anymore? What doesn't work with my life anymore? I know what I held on to, but those are the things I need to let go. Because a lot of us hold on to things that we need to let go, but we keep holding on to them. But why are we holding on to things that no longer are serving us with where we are? Right? Why do we keep doing that to ourselves? Why do we keep adding this additional weight and making it extremely hard to get to the goal? The goal is easier when you're doing it with people that are pushing you forward to that goal. It becomes extremely hard when you have to keep diverging yourself from that specific goal that you set for yourself to accommodate everything else that's happening around you. Now, I know I'm talking to somebody here because a lot of you, I'm not the only one that's going through this. I'm not the only one holding on to dead weight. I'm not the only one that is still holding on to things that I should have let go a long time ago. I'm admitting it because I'm like, dang, this is why I keep repeating the same lessons. This is why these things keep happening, because I'm not making it clear enough what I'm willing to let go. And so that's what I wanted to talk about. I'm just giving you my perspective. You can make your own conclusions. You could ask yourself very similar questions, but I'm just giving you my perspective. Again, I try to be as honest and raw and real as possible when I have these conversations with y'all, but every level requires new purging. Shout out to Just Be Studios for that. Every new level requires purging. I agree with that wholeheartedly. But that's all I got for y'all. That's literally all I got for y'all. I just wanted to jump on here, not to rant, but just to let y'all know what was going on. But I appreciate y'all hanging out with me. For those of you that are tuning in on IG Live, for those of you that are listening to this podcast, again, make sure you leave me a review. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you have any questions, feel free to go to the website and drop a voice note, etc. as well. And we're getting close to 100 episodes on the podcast, so I'm really, really excited about that. 100 episodes loading, and I've been recording 2 episodes a week since I launched the podcast. I think I took like a month off maybe because I was trying to figure something out, but I've been recording 2 episodes a week, every week, for the last year. Every week. So I script in the morning. So in the morning, you can find me at the coffee shop. I'm like scripting episodes, like what am I going to talk about, key takeaways, etc., especially solo episodes, because I try to connect the dots. I find that solo episodes are even harder than when you're interviewing someone, because when you're interviewing someone, you could bounce off of someone else's energy. You could allow them to lead the discussion, and then you could chime in and, you know, navigate it. But when you're talking about something, it's almost like a pastor. You're preaching to people, and you have to kind of connect the dots and use analogies and use storytelling and then bring everything back in full circle and make sure they take 1 or 2 key pieces of nuggets away. It's challenging. So I script in the morning to kind of just help me, you know, think about the direction I want to take people. But we're about to hit 100 episodes. So make sure you leave a review, et cetera, for the podcast. And if you're interested on being on the podcast, if you're interested in being a sponsor to the podcast, because we are looking for sponsorship, people to throw some dollars at the Power Day of Podcast. Again, we have an audience of, including my personal audiences, et cetera, close to like 500,000, you know, including email list, et cetera. And this is not even ads, right? And so, yeah, so we have a lot of folks. But again, thank you all for tuning in, listening. I appreciate it. And that's all I got for y'all.
Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.